This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Idaho legislature is considering a bill called House Joint Memorial 1, a bill about combining Idaho with the eastern part of the state of Oregon to join the conservative Republican state of Idaho with the Republican conservative area of eastern Oregon, much different than the progressive and liberal western Oregon, which includes Portland. The proposal would move more than half of Oregon's geographic footprint, a far more sparsely populated eastern section of Oregon than the western part of the state, to join Idaho. What would previously have been brushed off as a fringe proposition has advanced in the Idaho state legislature. There have been plenty of other attempts across the country to break off pieces of states to try to join more politically analogous ones, but Idaho's bill this year has advanced the furthest. The measure passed the state house last month and is now in the state senate, where it's being considered in committee, with the session expected to wrap by the end of March. Critics see such efforts as a symptom of a bigger problem facing the U.S. post-COVID-19 pandemic, unprecedented hostility toward those who don't share the same politics. In Idaho, where Republicans control the legislature and the governor's mansion, the Greater Idaho Movement's success has surprised state lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in the Northwest. Most lawmakers see the advancement of the Idaho bill as a symptom of an increasingly polarized nation. Idaho Representative Elena Rubel said, "It's sad, but I guess not too surprising that people are now looking at carving up states and moving state lines that have been in place for more than a century so that they can avoid being around people with whom they politically disagree." The most Irish city in the United States, not Boston, not Chicago, but Butte, Montana, celebrates St. Patrick's Day with a parade, bagpipe corps, Kaylee's, corned beef and cabbage, green beers, and more. But Montana's links to St. Patrick's Day and the Irish are perhaps strongest with our first territorial governor, Thomas Francis Marr. Did you know that Marr designed the modern Irish flag? This year is the 175th anniversary of the green, white, and orange flag first being flown. Marr was an Irish nationalist and a leader of the Young Irelanders in the Irish Rebellion of 1848. After being convicted of sedition in Ireland, he was first sentenced to death, but instead was sent to the prison island for life to Van Diemen's Land, now Tasmania, in Australia. In 1852, Marr escaped prison and made his way to the United States. At the beginning of the American Civil War, Marr joined the U.S. Army and rose to the rank of Brigadier General. He was most notable for recruiting and leading the Irish Brigade and encouraging support among Irish immigrants for the Union. Following the Civil War, Marr was appointed Montana's Territorial Secretary of State by President Andrew Johnson and served as acting territorial governor. Marr died in 1867 under suspicious circumstances. He drowned in the Missouri River after falling from a steamboat in Fort Benton, Montana. On St. Patrick's Day, remember the Irish son and Montana Territorial Governor Thomas Marr. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, but it's also St. Gertrude's Day. St. Gertrude is the patron saint of cats. Gertrude was born in the year 626 and at the age of 10 refused a marriage proposal, instead choosing the church. Gertrude became the abbess of the nunnery at Nivelles, a city in modern-day Belgium. Nivelles became well known for its welcome of pilgrims, both lay and religious. Gertrude is also the patron saint of travelers and gardeners and is invoked against mental illness, rats, and mice. Gertrude died on March 17, 659, at the age of 33. She was venerated as a saint immediately after her death, with churches erected in her honor and many miracles attributed to her. One miracle involved an ocean voyage by her Irish monk friends, during which a sea monster appeared and threatened to capsize the ship. Upon invoking Gertrude's name, the sea monster suddenly disappeared and the monks survived. The story of this miracle explains the origins of a drink called Gertruden Mint, commonly drunk by sailors in the Middle Ages to ensure a safe journey. So as you're lifting your Guinness today in honor of St. Patrick, take a sip of a Gertruden Mint in honor of St. Gertrude.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.